Senator. How are you?
Very good.
How much money are we talking about?
Millions of dollars. And what we did was allow police departments to use it to keep police officers on the street. You know, when they happen to catch a drug dealer with a great amount of money and it goes to the courts, they're able to confiscate it. We want them to be able to use it for law enforcement purposes.
What usually happens to that money?
Well, in the past, it's been designated it had to go to just drug enforcement. But, you know, if they get a large amount of money, instead of leaving it there in the kitty for, you know, future drug enforcement efforts, why not use it to help keep officers on the street? I think this is a very good move.
Is the governor going to sign that bill?
I'm sure that he will, although I haven't personally asked him.
And what's been the response from law enforcement about this bill? I would imagine they'd be very happy.
Yes, we heard from the Lansing police yesterday that they were excited. They sometimes get up to $1 million a year in this drug forfeiture funds, and if it can help keep officers on the street and protect the citizens, that's a good use.
Senator, I know that you have been one who's been leading the fight when it comes to the medicinal marijuana businesses, those social environments that people can go in. I know that some time ago, it's been about a couple weeks ago, the story came about that the lodging industry was very happy about the Attorney General's opinion on smoking of medical marijuana in hotels. Where do we stand with legislation in the different areas regarding medicinal marijuana?
Well, I was very happy to see that. That actually is an opinion that I requested from the Attorney General, Bill Schuette. And now apartment owners, hotel owners can tell medical marijuana users, you may not smoke on the premises, you may not grow the product on the premises, because this gives off a terrific odor that would bother other patrons or other apartment dwellers, and this has been an ongoing problem. So this will save us from having to do legislation in this area. But we are looking at many other problems. We're moving ahead. In fact, yesterday, the majority leader of the Senate, Randy Richardville, announced that one of the things this fall we're going to be working on would be to move legislation controlling medical marijuana, not preventing seniors in great pain or somebody with cancer from getting the product, but controlling the abuse.
Senator, I saw a story recently online, which talked about the speed limits don't comply with the law, and there's loopholes that keep speed limits lower than what is actually safe. Tell us about this story.
Well, it's been a practice in Michigan for a number of years to underpost speed limits and then order police officers to sit there with their radar and write ticket after ticket. And so what you get in an area that perhaps should be posted at 40 or 45, a 25 speed zone is put up, and the average Joe, just trying to get to work, going with the traffic flow, gets a ticket. Not only does that ticket cost them perhaps $100, $125, it affects their car insurance costs for 3 years. And as a former police officer for 31 years, I know this isn't necessary. Police officers will write plenty of tickets with the proper posting, but they will get the real violators. Now, back in 2006, there was a law passed, and this law, you know, told how speed zones should be designed. And it's done with the number of driveways or cuts into the road. You can do it that method. Or you simply do a traffic study in what the 85 percentile is traveling. And that is the speed it should be posted.
And finally, Senator, you're on the MEA's list because of the proposed right to teach legislation. Tell us about this legislation and why you think the MEA is upset with you.
Actually, that's not my legislation. That is Randy Richardville mentioned it in an interview that he might look at right to teach. That is not my legislation.
Yeah, but you think the MEA is overreacting to this, don't you?
Well, I do a bit because, you know, really what would right to work mean in teaching? It simply would mean that a teacher would not have to be a member of the union. They still could have a union. It certainly doesn't prevent it. So I think it's a bit of an overreaction. The bill that I put forward that the MEA perhaps is concerned about, though I think is rather reasonable, is that all new teachers, new hires, would go to a 401k style retirement. We simply cannot afford the pension system to continue. Everybody that has it now will keep it under my legislation. They're guaranteed by the Michigan Constitution to be paid, not a problem, but it started out, when I started in the House, 17 cents out of every dollar we pay for a teacher went to their retirement system, their pension and health insurance in retirement. Then it went to 20. Then it went to 22. Now it's at 24. It's projected to go to 30 cents on every dollar. It simply is not sustainable. So for our children and for the future, we need to have new teachers go to a 401k.
He is Michigan State Senator Rick Jones. Thanks so much, Rick.
Sure, anytime.